My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket.
Can I just say that, for the record,
yep,
I would be all about the Lake Michigan roundabout.
Yes! I needed you that day, Gator.
I know. I heard, and I'm like, Kang needs me. He needs me. that idea, I mean, you brought... I love that Kang finds the story and brings it up. And like, you have to suspend all disbelief.
Well,
about
you really
the suspend all civil engineering.
Let's not get into the intricacies of the engineering. Yeah, so people know what you're talking about. Kang found a Twitter account earlier this week called Midwest versus Everybody. And they basically posted something like rumored proposal, bridge from Michigan to Wisconsin across Lake Michigan. And we're like, okay, where the hell did they get this? There's no sighting, there's nothing. But they had a picture of a map. And we're like, all right.
So brilliant. And the different directions that it goes to, like, okay, well, do you want to go to Chicago? Or are you heading toward Manitowoc, whatever it is, the city is where they're the murderer there. Oh, what
Manitowoc.
Manitowoc, I think. Grand Rapids or down to
Grand Rapids. It was, well, then we went next level. And I don't know if somebody saw this on the internet or actually doctored up a picture of Lake Michigan, put a circle in the middle and implied that they put a roundabout there. So you could have one leaving from Muskegon, one portion of the bridge Muskegon, another one leaving from New Buffalo, another one leaving from Chicago, and a fourth one leaving from Minnesota. And you could get to
Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. And you'd get to the roundabout in the middle of Lake Michigan, and you could choose your destination. You could head to the southern portion of Michigan. You could head to Grand Rapids. From Michigan, you could drive to Chicago, basically straight across the lake.
You better know the route.
It's absurd, okay? It's absurd.
It's absolutely absurd, and yet fantastic. And then I saw the picture that the person had sent on Twitter, and I'm like, that is positively brilliant. Okay, let's just assume that it could work. And then you guys were talking about...
The picture was a crude graphic with somebody drawing lines with like the pen on their phone. It was like their finger.
Would you...
Take the bridge?
Take the bridge to get on this thing to go across Lake Michigan. And I'm like, absolutely, I would. But would I be nervous? Of course. There'd be parts of it like, I've been on this thing for a long time because it's 100 miles, right? Is that what they were discussing? 100-mile... bridge.
They were saying it would be like 100 miles, yeah.
So it's like spending an hour and a half on a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time.
I don't have fear of bridges. I have fear of one bridge.
Poorly constructed bridges, which I would assume that this would not be poorly constructed. But even after a while, you're like, wow, it's been 45 minutes. We're barely halfway there. I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Somebody sent a text that it's at its deepest, Lake Michigan is 700 feet. To build a bridge, it'd almost be you have to do it with some sort of floating pillars or something.
Well, it would have to be high enough in places. I'm sure would feel stable. I'm sure it could be, but it wouldn't feel that way.
I don't know if it could be. And additionally, you'd have to build it high enough in some places.
Oh, you got to let folks go by. Could shipping lanes
get beneath it.
What if the boats had to go through the roundabout too?
Yeah. Yes.
We get like we bring
the three-quarter turn roundabout.
And it's
Chicago. You're yelling at a ship yeah. like it's a yield sign, right. not a stop sign.
No. Go. I was going back and forth to the hospital last couple of weeks. We were going to West Bloomfield, the West Bloomfield Henry Ford, and to get there, there are like three roundabouts in a row that yeah. come up. And so I'm driving, literally going through the roundabout, listening to you guys talk about the roundabouts. And it made me laugh out loud. This story is so great. Because, yeah, people struggle with the roundabout sometimes.
Could you imagine, like, if you're on a trip, driver's like, guys, I missed the Grand Haven. We're going right. to Milwaukee.
Exactly. Right? Oh, that's God. The thing. Like, you're ruined. You're screwed.
You got to circle it.
Are we going to the right lane? I don't know.
Then you're fully committed to going all the way to Milwaukee. It is extremely punitive to miss the exit, take the wrong exit on the middle of Lake Michigan roundabout.
God, we thought Stoney couldn't manage the loop in Indianapolis. Can you imagine Stoney on a middle of Lake Michigan roundabout?
Stoney would somehow end up in Saskatchewan.
Somehow.
Yeah. But the funny thing about this is, as absurd as it is, there aren't very many drives as miserable as the drive through Chicago. Like, if you're trying to drive to Milwaukee and you got to go take 94 all the way across, which is fine. You start south, you're doing the whole New Buffalo, Michigan City thing. Then you start getting into Gary.
Yep.
And then you start getting into Chicago. There is no time of the year at any time on the clock that there isn't construction and heavy traffic.
Right.
You can basically just add half a day to your drive getting through Chicago.
And then God forbid that you don't know what the names of the highways and freeways are in Chicago, because they don't tell you numbers. It's
take the Dan Ryan.
Yeah.
What the F is the Dan Ryan?
I don't know. Is that 94? Where am I going? I'm trying to get to Milwaukee. How do I do that?
Suddenly in Chicago, by the way, I'm driving through Chicago, and tell me you haven't seen this. You're just in Chicago. You're just being a Midwesterner. You're just being a Midwesterner. And there's a sign for Memphis. There's always one highway that's going to Memphis. And I'm like, how are they saying this way to Memphis? I'm in Chicago. Why are they advertising Memphis? But one of the highways tells you how to get them. Like it said, the exit says Memphis.
Memphis.
That's why we need this bridge, guys.
We need this bridge.
This is why we need this bridge.
It's mm-hmm. totally necessary.
Yes. Engineering, get on it.
Let's go.
It's we need bridges and we need roundabouts in the middle of the lake.
And then, like, one of the signs says Memphis. No, I'm just kidding.
So of course, like, I say all this, and I'm going to look at the thing once, and I'm going to go, nope.
Absolutely not.
I'm getting Zilwaukee vibes here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.